بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dearest children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today is Friday, 15th May, and the corresponding Islamic date is 22nd Ramadan, 1441. Continuing with our series on the great companions of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, today we'll be learning about Bilal ibn Rabah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He was born 8 years after our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he passed away approximately 9 years after the demise of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the son of Rabah, was a very courageous and a very beloved companion of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was also known as Bilal-e Habshi. This is because he was originally from Habasha, which is in our time in the region of Ethiopia. He accepted Islam in the very early stages, and it is said that he is the 7th person to accept Islam. At the time of accepting Islam, he was still a slave, and his master, Umayyah ibn Khalaf, tortured him by placing rocks on his chest and ordering him to leave the fold of Islam. In the books, it is very famously written that when this would happen, he would be saying, Ahad, Ahad, that there is one Allah, there is one Allah. This was a very courageous act by Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and it showed his dedicated love for Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the very early stages. As a reward for this early sacrifice by Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, later on in Islam, when the Adhan was introduced, he was given the honor of being the first Muaddin of Islam, and also being the Muaddin in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of Masjid al-Nabawi. After some years of giving this sacrifice, of bearing the torture of his master, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu purchased him and freed him. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also had this desire, but Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu had already purchased him and freed him by then. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu remained amongst the very close and very supportive companions of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu could not bear the pain of the absence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he left and he migrated from Medina to Syria. He remained in Syria until his final moments, and he passed away approximately at the age of 63. He is buried in Damascus, which is in Syria. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of the sacrifices of Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu and reward him on our behalf. Some homework for my dear student is to find out a few incidents regarding Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was a very special sahabi, and there are many special qualities of his you will find. So inshallah, look for incidents, and this will increase your knowledge about Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Inshallah, until tomorrow, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.